Oh snap, I just got a Twitter notification. TNC is live.
Man.
Yeah.
Nick D.
I'm Brie K, and this Shout is Kazay.
You already know what it is, man. It's William Cater.
Yo, this is DJ Lost and Found from the Missing Link Podcast.
Hey, what up? It's Miss Hero from Pew Army.
This is Stephen the Levite.
Yo, what's good, Josh? Your boy YP, aka Young Paul. You know what I mean? Representing the East Coast, New York, Jersey, stand up.
And you're tuned into the That's Not
Christian Podcast.
Yeah, what up, what up, what up, y'all? We are back with another one. It's your man Switch. I'm here with your man Jimmy. I'm here with your boy Jay. And I'm here with your man Ant. And we got the four horsemen here today. Let's go.
Oh man, this is a real four horsemen right here. I wish A-Ward and Loso would say something. I got bars, son. You know what I mean? We could battle.
I ain't battling.
I mean, it's like me fighting Canelo, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not battling them dudes, yo.
You know what I mean?
You just ready to lose.
Right. Mm-hmm. No, I'm good. I mean, you might pull a Francis off, though. You never know, yo.
What's up, fellas?
What up, yo?
Hey, yo. My man, William Cater had a baby, right?
He did, but
congratulations.
He had the baby for a while now. Yeah.
Oh, what? Well, congratulations anyway, bro.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Congratulations to Abuelo. Shout out to Abuelo.
Oh man.
Is that Will's first baby?
Yes. Yep.
All right. That's what's up.
Young Willin.
Young Mr. Willington. You guys still hitting the gym together or what?
We was just talking yesterday. He said he got to, once he gets his schedule back from work, he'll figure out when we could get back in.
That's what I need. Yep. I don't like leaving the house, man, but that's what I need. I need to hook up with
you. Need a partner, yo.
Some CHH rap so I could be outside. Like, you know what I mean? Like, how you doing? You know what I mean?
You need a partner, yo. It's easy.
You know what I mean? I was just working out with Lecrae and them, you know what I'm saying? That's how you be doing, bro. Like, you sound like the game. That's what you sound like. You just be name dropping.
Right, name. Nah, see, I ain't even do that, yo. Dang.
You should work out with Joey, man. Hit him up.
I am.
Oh, there you go. That's right. He's in LA, right?
I don't know. I thought he was from Arizona. I didn't know he's from Cali, but he's from Cali. I don't mind. You know what I mean?
Yeah, go work out with dude. Why not?
Why not? You know what I mean?
Yo, and how far is William is Will from you?
About 40 minutes.
Oh, that's far. Okay.
Yeah, but he's only like 10 minutes from my daughter's house though. When we over there, you know, it's different. Cause like when we last time we met up, after we was done, I just went over to my daughter's house. It was like literally 10 minutes. It was man close. So,
nice.
They live in the same area.
That sounds like a lovely journey.
Oh, yeah. Oh, bro, when there's traffic.
Oh, she heard that, right? See, I told you I got bored. You see how I did that?
Wow, this guy. Somebody signed him. Sign him, Switch.
What? I didn't even hear the ball.
Oh, man. Yeah, I gotta run it back.
Say it again. Yeah, say it again.
He's still not gonna know what you're saying, but go ahead.
I said that sounds like a lovely journey.
See,
you don't know what I'm talking about.
Nah, do the audience members know what he's talking about? No,
I know what he's talking about. He's talking about my granddaughter's name, Journey.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. How your uncle don't know your granddaughter's name, man? Fire this dude.
Wait, this dude's a grandpa, son?
He's working. Yeah.
Why you think I said abuelo?
You a grandpa, bro?
What is happening?
Abuelo. You late, man. You crazy late, man. That's what you get.
Well, nah, I knew that. I knew that the His daughter had a baby, so congrats. Yeah. Congrats.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank
you. I ain't know her name was Journey.
Yeah, Journey. Journey Sarai. Yeah, man. Little, she's so small, man. It's like it ain't even real. It's like a doll.
La muñeca.
Yeah, when you look at her, man, I don't even think she the size of my arm. That's crazy. Yeah. But it was cool to go to the hospital.
Why could be 6 feet tall?
Huh? I know, right? But maybe not. Her dad is small. But they're both small, actually. I don't think either one of them is over 5'4".
What?
So, okay.
Yeah, they both small.
The dad and the mom?
Yeah, I don't even know. She might be taller than him. I don't know.
That's cool. I mean, she could do gymnastics, you know what I'm saying? Or be a horse race jockey.
Yo, now that you say that, I think that's a good job for him. You want to make some money. I didn't even think about that, bro. There's a lot of horses around here. I might have to go take them around here and throw them on one and see.
Hey, listen, it's time to get those Pampers, man. So you got to do what you got to do.
Yo, they're expensive now, son.
Pampers ain't no joke. That's what I'm saying, bro. Yo, if he could get on the horse and go, we might have something there. That's a great idea.
Send him to Wyoming, man. You know what I mean?
I'm pitching that tomorrow. Nah, Kentucky. He could be at the Derby, yo.
Oh, at the Derby. Okay, you're not sending him up to the ranch up in Wyoming, huh?
Well, what's up there? Nah, because he might have to go to the train station.
Yo, these dudes don't know what we're talking about.
I'm confused.
They lost.
Yo, that's same same dudes, cold. Man. Y'all gotta stop speaking in code and start talking like normal, bro.
That's that done language, son. That's that done language. You know what I mean?
So the viewers can understand what y'all talking about, man. Y'all be speaking viewers who watch Yellowstone too much, man. Yellowstone?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a show?
Yeah. It's from Yellowstone.
Okay. Yeah. I caught up on a couple shows.
You did? What?
So old dads.
Bro.
How was that?
That was hilarious.
Bill Burr is wild, yo.
Hold up. Did you watch that with your wife?
Yes.
What'd she think of it?
My wife didn't like
it. She's the one that put me on to it.
That's what's up.
She was like, you gotta watch these two movies.
Which one was the other one?
Yeah, it was the other one.
One with Jennifer Lawrence.
What's
I think it's No Hard Feelings.
That's on Netflix?
Yeah.
It is?
That one's hilarious too, but
that's when she threw a lot of
nudity. Yeah, there's a lot of nudity in there. So,
okay.
Wow.
But
yeah, old dads, I watched. That was funny, yo.
Oh, old dads was hilarious. It's just the context of everything that's going on now, and then that I was dying, bro. Like I was dying to both movies.
They basically speak on like everything you could possibly get canceled on, and he just does the total opposite, yo. I'm shocked that no one's even like complaining about this movie, yo.
That's me. I was like, yo, nobody's complaining about
nobody
this.
Saw
like,
it.
Bro.
Nobody's been outraged. Wait till somebody's gonna be outraged in like in the next 30 days or something.
You know what movie that I thought would get like that crazy backlash because they OD'd on the stereotypes? Was Chuck and Larry, the Adam Sandler movie? I pronounced you Chuck and Larry. You never, y'all see never that. Seen that?
Nah.
Y'all.
When did this come out?
I mean, years ago. You ever seen it, Jay? Bro, please watch it. Yo, I don't know how Adam Sandler got away with this.
When did it come out? That came out like 10 years ago, though, no?
Yeah, it did. But even then, like the stuff he was saying in that movie.
Was overboard.
Bro, like if you said that in the street, you like you probably get jumped type. Like he was OD'd with it. Like, bro, every word that they considered offensive, like this dude was just shooting out the hip in that joint. And you'd be like, yo, how did he even get away with this? But yeah, that movie couldn't have come out now though. Like, no way.
Yo, what's the last movie you saw, Jay? Gracie's Corner? That's the last show you watched?
Jay don't watch movies.
That's true. That's what I'm asking.
The last? No.
He's watching it right now.
I mean, I have it here, yeah.
See?
But the last show I watched, which I think could have been a movie for some reason, is on Apple TV. Let me see. I don't remember the name. No.
Movie?
I saw that, but it was like episodic, but I feel like it could have been a movie instead.
One with the Spider-Man kid, right?
Nah, it's with what's this dude? What's his name?
Hijack?
Huh?
No, Hijack, not which the airplane. Right? Hijack.
Hijack, yes, that was it.
With Idris?
Yeah, Idris, yeah.
I don't know that one.
Yeah, I didn't see that one. That was the last.
I've been planning to watch it, I just haven't.
Yeah.
But you saw Switch?
Nah, I saw it on the app.
Oh, you saw it up there? Yeah.
I never clicked on it.
I heard it was dope. I tried to watch Silos on there. It sucked.
On Apple TV?
Yeah, I couldn't get into it, yeah.
Did you see Severance?
Oh, I definitely couldn't get into that, bro.
What? That joint's fire, man.
Yeah.
The beginning, I guess I got to get past the first episode or two.
Yeah.
Because it was awful.
Yeah, nah, it gets better.
It's better?
Oh, yeah.
You seen that Switch?
I don't even know what that is.
Bro, that joint was terrible. And I was like, yo, wow, who suggested this?
This guy.
I was like, yo. All right, but you say it's better.
Which one's good right now is, what's it called? Fall of Usher or something like that? Fall of House of Usher or something like that?
That's Netflix too, right?
Netflix, yeah. That's the one. It's like a pharmaceutical company.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I just started watching that joint.
I still want to see Reptile. I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, that's good.
No, I heard.
Yeah, Reptile's good. It's not what I expected. I thought it was gonna be about Zuck.
Another show I've watched but I haven't finished the new season is The Bear.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yo, I started watching that. I gotta get back into that, yo.
Yeah. Yo, how many shows you guys watch without finishing the first one?
Bro. I don't know. I be bouncing all over the place, bro. I try to watch Severance. I go to the next thing. I try to watch Silo. Oh, this sucks. And then go on to the next thing. Like, yo.
How many episodes before you say, all right, this is not a good series.
Bro, Silo, I couldn't even get through that first. Severance, I couldn't even get through that first episode. I was like, oh, nah, forget this.
That's a good question. I guess it depends on... Yeah, I guess it depends. Like, for example, like with Ant, right? He says that first episode. But there's been other shows where it just takes a few even a few seasons... for it to pick up. Nah, and then because somebody mentions it, like, nah, keep watching it. Oh, you won't wait? Oh, okay.
I don't have that type of patience, bro.
Bro, yeah. I committed to The Walking Dead. I watched every single, even when I was done, I was like, I'm finishing this show.
Well, I did that with The Walking Dead. Yeah, I did do that.
But you knew what was going to happen. It was just nothing. They go to the spot.
They go to the next city. You know what I mean? Another bad guy pops up.
Zombies.
And then they go to the,
Yo, but the city. It was hard in the beginning. Like, that show was hard.
Yeah, it was. It was. And now they got Daryl got a spinoff.
Everybody got a spinoff. Negan got a spinoff. Daryl got a spinoff. Then they got the other one. Bro. Yeah, they OD. Well, Rick and Michonne supposed to have a spinoff too.
Yeah.
So, but it was fire at first. I ain't gonna lie. The writing, everything was crazy. And then I don't know what happened. I guess they dragged it, probably. I don't know.
So you would say what, 2 to 3 episodes then?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I guess.
Two to three episodes before
you. That dude said he'll watch a whole season. He said, "Yo, sometimes it takes a season."
Well, for what show? Only, what show took only a couple seasons to pick up?
I
can't think of.
Would have been canceled,
Joe. No, it'd been canceled.
I don't think there's a such thing.
I can't think of anything right now. The only thing I can think of is I remember watching Bryan Cranston on TV. I think he was pushing. He was pushing Breaking Bad, and he said, "Watch the first episode, and if you're not convinced by the first episode to continue watching the season, then don't watch it." And I said, "Dang, that's a pretty good."
That show was fire. That show.
That's
was
like classic. Every show, though, ain't it? Like the first show was always like the raunchiest, most violent. The first episode, because that's how they want to lure you in. That's how they want to, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
That'll happen usually that's.
Well, it's a different type of show, man.
Bro. I don't know. But
I don't know about that. I don't know.
Breaking Bad was fire, too.
It was.
You watched that?
Yeah.
Switch, you watched that?
Yeah, I watched Breaking Bad.
That joint was
crazy. I didn't finish it, though.
How you not finish it, bro?
What?
No way.
I didn't.
You didn't see how it ended?
What's wrong with you?
Oh my goodness.
I saw the first season and that was it.
Did you watch Saul?
Nah, you are bugging. Are you serious?
Nah, you wilding, bro.
Yo, man, get this dude off the show, man.
Yo, for real.
What's wrong with
you? Ain't no way, yo.
I didn't finish
seriously.
It.
Bro.
And I know it's considered like one of the best shows that have
it's up there with like Sopranos and them, you know what I'm saying? Like those classic shows.
Yeah, it is.
I think because at that time there was just like so much going on, and then it was just like I never went back to it.
What else was going on? What do you mean?
I think Sons of Anarchy was on around that time.
Oh yeah.
SOA was around, yeah.
Did you finish that one?
Oh yeah. I watched Bayans.
You watched one episode?
Yeah, I watched one episode and then got into it. Sons of Anarchy.
You didn't like it?
I don't remember at the time. I might revisit. But they have mad motorcycles.
They have mad, 100s. They're doing 150s.
Yeah.
What's your top three shows, Jay?
Number one, Breaking Bad. Number two, Suits.
I haven't seen Suits. What's that?
Never seen that. That's the one with Meghan Markle.
Yeah. Oh. So I saw it when it was on TV. And then now it's on Netflix, and now it's like top three on Netflix.
Yeah. They're doing a spin-off because of that. You know that, right?
No, really?
Because it got so popular on Netflix, the streams are so high that now they're going to do a spin-off just because of that.
That's interesting. I'll check it out.
Okay.
Suits. It's about like it's like law. Mm-hmm. But it's like cunning. It's really good. I recommend you watch it.
All right.
A third one?
Yeah, it's hard. I can't think of top three.
You said
Severance is good. I wouldn't put it in my top three. It's too many shows.
I gotta check that out.
I can't think of
it's good.
Watch the first one and then let me know once you get past it, bro.
I'm gonna if they're saying it's good, you gotta wait an episode. I'll wait an episode.
I thought it was dope off of the first one.
I agree with Ann. The first one was a little tough to get through, but then I was like, let me stick around, and I think the second one, that's where it really gets popping.
That one is weird.
Okay.
What's it about?
So Severance, Suits, and Breaking Bad.
Yeah,
that's pretty diverse. That's a pretty diverse pick. Like, Ant is gonna tell you nothing but gangster shows,
Boardwalk Empire, Oz, Sopranos.
Oz was like the groundbreaking gayest show.
Out of Easy,
they started off with it, craziness, like first ever, yo.
That's true.
But I would have Sopranos. Yeah, you're right. It's gonna be gangster shows.
Mm-hmm.
Sopranos, The Wire.
The Wire. That's another one that's like that.
The Wire. Oh man, who? What else?
Friends.
Who?
Friends.
Friends.
Friend. Wow. No.
No. Yo, that's a good show. Friends is a good show, man. Don't hate
I never got into Friends, yo.
Cheers.
Cheers was a good show.
Seinfeld.
Seinfeld's another one.
Kirby Enthusiasm is one of my favorites, though.
Oh, that one. My son loves that one.
Bro, The Office. Larry David is hilarious. You know I never watched The Office?
What? Me neither,
I watched
it.
I've watched, though. I've watched Parks and Rec.
Yo, no. Jay, I really thought you was a big fan of The Office, man.
No, I've never watched that show.
I really thought you was like a big fan, bro. I really did. Yeah.
I should watch
You know what? You got to have that dry sense of humor. You got to be like willing to like,
no, I mean,
I like The Office.
I get like the episode was crazy. The episodes I've seen was funny. Like I seen an episode when they was playing basketball. Right. Like that joint was hilarious. Yeah. Yo, mad people come out of that show. Like, yeah, there's a lot of stars on that show, man. Mm-hmm. It's crazy how many stars that actually, you know, just branched off out of that. But I don't know. I just never watched it. But the ones I've seen, it's funny. Like, I don't know how it could not be funny with all them dudes in there. Like, look, oh, Jack, what was it? John Krasinski, right? He's in there. And yes, he's Jack Ryan. Bro, that's one of the
I haven't watched that either.
Oh my God. If you oh matter of fact, 24. That's one of my top shows.
I've seen
24. I love them terrorist type comp like that. I always love okay. that them type of show.
Right, did you ever watch that show? It's on Showtime.
Huh? Strike Force. Striking Bad, I think. No. Because that was like a terrorist joint too, like a 24.
There's another one. Yeah,
it was a UK-based one.
There's another one on Showtime. I mean, I don't know if they still have it, still airing, but it's with this girl. They have her as the cover.
Oh, you're talking. I already know what you're talking about. With Brody.
Brody. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the name of that joint?
Yeah.
He was the traitor. He was a traitor.
Yeah, yes.
That was Homeland. A good one.
Homeland. Yes.
But the last couple seasons were like,
Yeah, it fell off. Yeah.
It fell off bad, man.
Yeah. See, like, I love shows like that, man. So 24, and I say that because Jack Ryan, John Krasinski from The Office, he's the main character in Jack Ryan. That show is so fire, yo. Oh, my goodness. It reminds me of 24, but look, bro, if y'all haven't seen it,
what's the name of that show?
Jack Ryan. It's on Amazon, on Prime.
Ryan.
And it's short seasons.
It's only like
five seasons, but this was the last season. They just went off this summer.
It's about terrorists.
Yeah, like he's CIA, and you know he acts on all the intelligence that he receives, like all overseas, bro. Fire! Oh my goodness!
Is that something that you want to do? Like, yo, I want to get into.
Want to catch terrorists?
Intel and catch terrorists?
No, my cousin does.
I wanted this.
My cousin does that.
He wants to go fight Hamas.
He was just my cousin was just
or
in
Israel
town.
Or Israel. Yeah, I didn't get that.
I heard you. But they saying this. They're sitting there looking like what?
I said he want to fight Hamas. I said or Israel.
Look at this dude.
Jimmy
frozen.
They got him. They don't get it.
They got him.
But yeah, man, check it out. If y'all haven't seen it, check it out. I'm telling you. Now that's a show. First episode, like you're hooked. First episode. There's another Amazon show that was on with what's dude from Star-Lord from Galaxy of the Guardians of the Galaxy. What's his name? Chris
Pratt.
He has a show on Netflix, but it's only one season. It's almost like a mini series where he was a soldier. You seen this, Switch? He was like a soldier who had like some type of brain issue, and he's forgetting things, and he has to take some type of
You see, I think this is the issue. This is work from home, people.
Now, I don't watch
movies. All this time to watch Netflix, bro.
Nah, I don't watch while I work. I can't focus. It's like one or the other, bro. But nah,
my wife be watching. She's watching and working.
My wife does that, yo.
Be binging. And then she be rewinds it and goes, "Oh, I missed that part.
I missed that part."
Bro.
And then if she likes it enough, then she recommends it to me. Because if she gets
watch it again, she want to watch it again.
Yeah, because she knows. Like I'm like with shows, I'll be like I'll be falling asleep. I'm like yo, this I'd let her know like yo, this one is whack. Why you made me?
Why you suggesting this, yo? Yeah. I gotta find this. I'm gonna find this other movie though. I mean, other show. It's dope too. I mean, that's if you like that type of you know. Government conspiracy.
Nah, I should be watching like 90 Day Fiance and stuff like that.
Yeah, I watch stuff like that. Love is Blind, 90 Day
Fiance. Terminal List.
Pedro, you be watching Pedro.
Pedro, what's that?
That's one of them dudes that was on there, the Dominican dude. He was with he was with this black girl.
So you the one watching.
He knows the name, right? He knows the name.
My wife would show me like, look, watch this. Cause I remember this scene. She made me watch this scene where they went back to the DR and the black family was offended because the Dominicans had made chicken feet. And they were like, I don't know where they were from, but they thought it was witchcraft. So I imagine they was probably from like the South or something like that. They're like, nah, that's witchcraft. That's witchcraft. Don't eat it. And Dominicans was like, yo, this is food. He's like, what are you talking about? We eating chicken feet. What are you talking about? So anyway, so that's why I know. That's why I know that one.
You knew people by their names and all that, bro.
Right. It was like, what?
He's the only dude I know. I don't know Shorty's name.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. That's your wife. You probably know. She watched them shows.
I think my wife watches.
Yeah, that. I bet you all your wives know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, Jay look confused over there.
Yeah, he does. He's
but like, Jay, Terminal List. That's another one. That's dope.
I think I did see that.
Terminal List? Okay.
Yeah.
So Severance, Jack Ryan.
Severance, Jack Ryan, Terminal List. Suits. Terminal List and Jack Ryan is Amazon.
Cool.
Yeah. If you want to watch something intellectual, you watch Suits.
I don't want to think that much. I just want.
What is that like, Matlock?
Murder. Who said Matlock?
It's not murder. It's they're lawyers.
I know.
That's why he said Matlock.
Matlock was a lawyer.
Oh, Murder She Wrote. Oh, Murder.
Yeah. Like Columbo.
Yeah. Columbo.
Yeah. Kojak.
If you want to be bored.
I heard it was good though. I mean, I never I would see it. I think it was like USA or TNT. I would just get right past.
Yeah, USA.
Right?
Yeah.
One of them.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I don't even know how we got into these shows, yo. That joint wasn't even up there. Like you just started talking about TV shows.
But that's speaking of shows. Wow. Matthew Perry from Friends passed away over the weekend. Right. A lot of people were shocked by that.
It was only 54.
54.
No, they haven't said what the cause was, right?
Yeah, they just said inconclusive right now. They didn't find any drugs or any signs of, any warrant, as if you know anything bad happened, any trauma or anything like that. No Did signs of that.
Did they find any signs of vaccines or no?
No, you did. You found what he said, right? That post where he was like, I can't even get any more vaxxed or something like that.
He was super.
Like, yeah, every vaxxed.
He said all of them.
Oh, he all was super. Oh, he was one of those.
He's double vaxxed. He said, nah, I got all of them.
He said, I can't be any more vaxxed than I already am. Like,
and I got a merch line.
Yeah, he had the shirt and everything. Like,
no, for real?
Yeah.
Yikes.
Like, do volunteer for every one of them, yo. Nah, that's crazy. Bro, when was it?
Yeah. There was, I actually saw a video right before we got on of like a sort of like a conspiracy theories where he was trying to send a message to everyone. Leading to what happened, right? Because a lot of his posts were about He was posting about Batman and the Batman symbol and all this other stuff, right? And then the dude that was, you know, commentating was like, could this be a sign that he was trying to tell us something? Because he would put up all these Instagram posts, and they're still on there, of like the bat signal, right? And then obviously in Batman, when the signal's up, is because, you know, you need help or you need something, right? And then apparently, like, the day that he passed away, like, it was like a full moon and like
Illuminati sacrifice.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, like something was going on and he had to get.
Well, he said conspiracy theory, so you know, that's
I mean, it's just a conspiracy. I don't really know. Yeah. But then I read in a comment, somebody was like, well, you know, I read his book and he used Batman a lot because of how he overcame you know, drugs and alcohol and whatever, so he felt like he was Batman in that situation, in those situations.
What happened?
So, you know, what happened? What?
So what happened?
My bad. I think it's my connection.
Didn't they? Weren't they also saying that it could have been cardiac arrest?
Yeah, the first report that I saw said that, but then now they're saying the autopsy is inconclusive. So I don't know.
Yeah, and then in that video too, they were mentioning how it's a little bit sus because he was just playing 2 hours worth of like pickleball. Earlier that day, yeah, and then you know he goes home and you know that stuff happens. So. Yeah, I don't
know. He had the picture of himself in the tub, in the hot tub too.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
He had a picture of himself. His last picture was of himself in the hot tub in the same spot that they found him in.
Yeah.
Oh, he took a selfie.
Somebody took the picture. No, it was from the camera though.
Yeah. And then in that picture, the dude with the video, he had mentioned how the moon was like over his head.
It is.
And like he felt, and like how he felt that, you know, again, like another message.
And this is posted on his page?
Yeah, it's the last
post. Yeah, it's all on his page, everything.
He OD's on the Batman, you know.
That's a nice hot tub, man.
Yeah.
He calls
He calls himself Matt Man. Yeah. There was a few videos that I saw online that have queued up here that was like, dang, that's like, you know,
that's his hot tub.
Yeah,
hot tub is outside. I thought it was like a little bathroom hot tub.
No, that joint big too. It looks like it's one of those universe, what's it called? Infinity.
It's like a pool, yo.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm thinking like he was in his shower or something, like sitting in
you thought room. Like a little joint, right?
Yeah.
Yo, but he was doing a lot of work, like trying to help people get rehabilitated too, man. He said that's one of the things he wanted to be remembered for more than friends. Like you said, he was great for friends, but like that's not what he like. That's the last thing he wanted to be remembered for, man. I thought that was dope.
Yeah, and he was doing it through pickleball. The people that were struggling, they were interviewing.
Oh, word? Okay, that's why he was doing the 2 hours.
So the people he felt were struggling, he would bring them to the court so that they can bond there and all of that. So he was doing it through there.
Matt Man.
He says, I've had a lot of ups and downs in my life. I'm still working through it personally, but the best thing about me is that if an alcoholic or drug addict comes up to me and says, will you help me? I always say, yes, I know how to do that. I will do that for you, even if I can't do it for myself. So I do that whenever I can in groups or one-on-one. And I created the Perry House in Malibu, a sober living facility for men. I also wrote my play, The End of Longing, which is a personal message to the world, an exaggerated form of me as a drunk. I had something important to say to people like me and to people who love people like me. When I die, I know people will talk about friends, and I'm glad of that. Happy I've done some solid work as an actor, as well as given people multiple chances to make fun of my struggles on the World Wide Web. Who says World Wide Web? Anyway, but when I die, as far as my so-called accomplishments go, it would be nice if friends were listed far behind the things I did to try to help other people. I know it won't happen, but it would be nice. And then he signs off.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. And then there's also this video of him speaking about friends. Hopefully it's not going to lag, but let me see. Stand by.
3, 2, 1.
Drinking, cocaine. Like I could tell season by season by how I looked. And I don't think anybody else can, but I certainly could. And that's why I don't want to watch it, because that's what I see. That's what I noticed when I watch it. But I think I'm going to start to watch it, because it really has been an incredible, first of all, it's an incredible ride, but it's been an incredible thing to watch it touch the hearts of different generations. And I would watch that again. It was really funny, and all the people were nice, and I've been too worried about this, and I would, you know, I want to watch Friends too.
Ain't that crazy that you're known for Friends, and you've struggled through all this in your lifetime, and you can't even watch your own, you know, creation, right? I guess you could say, because you know the state.
What went on? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Wow. Yeah, that's part in the wild.
That's tough, that's man. That celebrity life is hard, yo.
Addiction,
seriously.
Addiction, right? Mm-hmm. And it seems like a lot of them go through that, yo.
Yeah.
Man.
Terrible. Man. I don't know what to say to that, yo. Yeah. Family. We had loss.
That's it, man. You know, hopefully they come.
Crazy he wasn't married, didn't have any kids. You know, nothing. It's just himself.
That's crazy to me, man. Someone like don't have no wife or kids, like that's just crazy.
It is. So there you go.
I guess we'll get more information, or that's it.
I think they're still doing the autopsy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, it'll be a few before we get anything, probably.
Yeah.
You know, because then they do the official reporting and all that stuff, like 6 months, a year or so.
Could it also be the lifestyle that he lived?
It's possible. Yeah, it's possible. For sure.
You're saying like it caught up?
Yeah.
I mean, you never know.
You be clean, but still. Damage your body, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you did the damage already.
I mean, it's possible. Yeah. I guess
it sucks to say it that way, but.
Yeah. Awful, man. 54 is young, yo.
For real, bro. When you start getting close to 40,
right? It's young, 40, right?
You like,
man, that's young, bro.
Yeah,
60 is young. You're like, yo, 60.
Right.
87 is young, bro.
Wow. 99. Like, nah, they not.
I don't know about that, yo. Unless you Moses.
Moses.
Oh, wow. Young, man. Yeah, for sure.
What you gonna
That's
do?
That's terrible, man. Terrible.
No one knows the time of day, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Stay ready. You don't gotta get ready, man.
And you know what? Speaking of blessing, man. Speaking of drug use. Did you guys see the whole thing that's going on with Kodak Black? He was on Drink Champs.
Yeah. Oh, so I saw he was on there. I didn't see the interview.
What he said?
So a lot of people have been criticizing him because they's like, "Yo, he needs help." Like, just the way he talks and he's slurring and the way he formulates his sentences and stuff is just like the internet is like, "Yo, he needs help." And I think Ray J mentioned something. I didn't see what happened exactly.
No, they said they were at Trump's house.
I know that I know Ray J responded to. I know he didn't respond. He said something about Kodak, and then Kodak responded like, "Yo, whatever."
You seen the video where Kodak responded?
Nah.
Bro, he stops. He was, bro, it's hard to understand what he was saying. They had subtitles for one. But what was wild is that in the middle of that video, he stops to snort a line. Like, he does it like twice.
Oh, what?
So he's that.
That's an old one, right, though, right? That's like, that came out a while ago.
That was like yesterday when he was responding to Ray J's recent post.
Oh, wow.
This is on Dream Champs?
No. This is on like his live. And they posted that. Like, the blogs posted it. And when you go look in the comments, everybody's like, I know I ain't just see what I think I just saw. And everybody's like, yep, that's exactly what he's doing. Like, yo. And so people are like, yo, he's flipping out about Ray J making a comment. And everybody's like, dude, you just prove Ray J's point, yo. Like, you need help. You sit, he literally stops to sniff out off the camera, then goes back on talking.
Crazy.
Oh,
someone in our community, well, I'm gonna say he's a part of our community, John Gabbana.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He did
he reached out, right?
A video message saying, yo, Kodak, I see you. You know, hey, I'm just here to let you know that I've been there and I've seen videos of you confessing Jesus Christ and I think getting baptized, right? And he's like, you do need help. Reach out. Like, let's chop it up. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah,
it's pretty interesting. Do y'all think John should have did that publicly or just hit him privately?
He probably had no choice to if dude don't respond to him.
Right.
You know, dude didn't respond. I don't know if he reached out privately, but
yeah,
you know what I'm saying. But if he did and didn't get a reply, then
to get his attention,
I don't see an issue with what he did. I think he was respectful about it. He ain't like blast him or nothing. You know, he didn't say nothing out of hand. I think the way he did it was there was nothing wrong with it, man.
Yeah,
so, I thought it was cool,
and it didn't look like a clout chase, neither.
Nah, like he looked sincere about it, like yo, let's talk, let's chop it up. I'm here for you. So, I mean, I don't got no problem with the way he did it, man.
Does a person's intention always can something be a clout chase even though the intention is right? Like, can something
you mean like Ray J's comment?
Yeah, like, can something be turned into, like, yo, this dude's clout chasing, even though the intentions is right?
I don't know. Like, can that even go hand in hand, yo? Like,
right. Because clout chasing is clout
like,
chasing.
Like, that is the intention, right?
It's not
a
sincere intention. Yeah. Like, but at the same time, you could be sincere and then you go viral and you're just like, yo, I'm gonna clout. Like,
yeah, but you're not clout chasing it at that point. Like,
that's just a product. Viral. Yeah.
Like,
it's a byproduct.
I saw a post, right, where there was an athlete. He posted a video of him getting his feet done, right? And then he posts the people in the room.
Was it Dwight Howard?
It wasn't Dwight Howard. But he says, I paid for those people in here too. I just felt like doing something good. But in the comments, people were like, so then why you felt like you had to record it?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, then other people was like, oh, you clout chasing. And other folks was like, yo, if you really going to do a good deed, what you recording it for then? Right, and I seen dude getting tight responding back because it's my page, but like something like that, like you don't have to do that, you don't have to record every time you paying for somebody,
but it's content,
right? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's clout chasing to me. I don't find that to be sincere. Like, if you got to record every time you do something for somebody, that's whack. But all right. I don't think Gabbana's was clout chasing though.
Nah, I don't either, but
yeah.
It seems genuine.
Like I said, can you seem genuine and still be
clout considered at the same time? I don't think so, yo.
So the athlete wasn't Dwight Howard then?
It wasn't Dwight. Dwight Howard, Joe. That guy there. Mm-mm. What do you do now?
Yo? Young Mr. Dwight. Bro, I don't even know like the full details. All I know is something about he tried to rape a man's mouth. That's all I heard.
Nah, he let a man rape
him. Yeah.
Oh, it was the opposite.
Yeah. Well, no, kinda. He was the I don't even want to say this, yo. Like he was the one that pushed up on the dude. With his mouth, though, so I don't even like. I don't. That's what the frick. That's weird, yo.
Fire.
So weird. Like I never even heard that before, yo. Like, how do you even do that? But anyway, this dude. So you know, it was crazy. Like, you know, they kept saying like it was supposed to be like a threesome and all of that, and they kept mentioning the other person's name. They were saying Kitty, and meanwhile, come to find out, Kitty was. It's just a trans chick, dude-ish, I don't know, right? So the whole time it was already, so basically it was just three dudes, yo.
Right.
Like, so did people have prior knowledge about Dwight and his sexuality? Wow. Or was this...
Wasn't he on the basketball court grabbing dudes by the Johnsons?
Well, now that like you go back and see.
Playfully, but. Obviously,
yeah. How is that playful, dog? We not playing like that, dog.
He try to be playful about it, like you could tell, like he's like acting like he playing and joking around. But bro,
we're not playing.
Nah, like that, yo, yeah. Bro, that dude like 7 feet, yo.
Why you put them Batty Boy teams?
DJ Lawson Francis D Howard.
D Howard, yo. Hey.
Yo, bro. Y'all too much.
Yo, that dude OD'd, yo. Like, and then he like making little videos, right?
Yeah.
Like, people expecting me to respond, or he's saying he not answering people.
That's your but he's like, my business is my business. What my sexuality is, da 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 da. Right.
Bro,
I thought your man was Christian though.
Was he?
Is he?
When he say that?
He was on TBN or something like that.
No, he wasn't.
Bro, bet.
He wasn't on TBN.
Bet.
No, bro.
Just because he's on TBN, that makes him a Christian?
I mean, bro, he's a Christian, bro.
getting interviewed on TBN by dude. Come on. It was the other show where dude was like, why are you gay?
Why are you gay?
This is your first time? You're lying. Where you been?
This is first time hearing about
this one.
The White Howard being on TBN.
Oh, probably being a Christian.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he probably ain't never heard that. Oh, he said, yeah, Howard was claiming Christ when he first got drafted.
That's what I'm saying.
But then he got in that locker room. That joint was like a buffet to him.
Then he got drafted.
It was like he was.
Then he got drafted.
Oh man, he said his mission was to preach God's word in the NBA.
So pray for him, man.
Wrong, yo,
pray for him, man. You know what I mean? Because things like this get exposed. You know what I mean? They come to the light.
He was like,
I feel like it's an opportunity for you to repent. You know what I'm saying?
He don't seem repentful though, yo.
He don't get handed over. He don't get handed over, man.
He don't seem like he, you know what I'm saying? Like the fact that he's responding with jokes and videos and yeah, I don't know, man. But I see he on his Eddie Long though.
Pause.
Wow.
Crazy.
That's crazy, yo.
So he's being sued, he's being charged. Like, what's going on?
Yeah, is he being, which one is it? He's sued. I don't think he's being charged, maybe sued. I didn't hear about no criminal.
So the dude wants to sue him,
probably.
Yeah, well, that's where the information came out of. It's a lawsuit against him.
Wow, this dude breaking backboards and headboards, yo. Wow.
Yikes.
This guy. Sheesh. Now I see why Shaq didn't like him. That's crazy, yo.
Why didn't Shaq like him?
I don't know. You know, Shaq never liked him because he used to run around with the Superman, right? Like, Shaq was like, I'm the only Superman, yo. Nah, yo. He can't be Superman.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah.
Does he still play in the NBA? Nah, right? He's retired.
Nah, bro. They don't want him in the locker room. I didn't know this. Nah, bro. You got to send him to the WNBA.
Was he playing in the
Asian
leagues? Was he? Yeah, I think I saw a
video not long ago. Nah, bro, he was dominating the Asian league. The Chinese league. Might have been. Bro, you know, the dude, like I said, 7 feet. You gonna be dunking on them dudes left and right out there. Yeah, I don't know.
Was he claiming to be straight? Like, was he married and all that, or?
He has a kid, yeah. I think his girl, I don't know if it was his wife, his girl, she was on Basketball Wives. Mm. So he has kids. And he has kids, and that man, that's terrible. If any of them on social media. Oh, man. What a way to find out, yo.
Yikes.
Oh, man. That's wild.
That's crazy.
Oh.
Why, how was y'all? The whole scenario just sounds crazy, bro. Like,
bro,
it's not just like, all right, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, you part of the alphabet mob, but bro, you like violating people, like aggressively.
Like, yeah,
that's crazy.
It ain't even consensual, yo. Like, nah, you're bugging.
Well, that's his business.
We said that's his business, yo. Hey,
pray for him, man.
Yeah.
You know I mean, because if he was serious at any point about Jesus, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's dealing with some demons, man.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
For sure.
Wow. Man, might as well keep it in the NBA, yo. Who's next, yo? Joe, what's his name? Joe Smith? Yo, who did Joe Smith play at? Was it Minnesota?
You was remember? He? Or Golden State?
No.
Might have been.
Let's see. Maybe.
Joe Smith.
Well, it might have been. What happened?
He played in the NBA.
Yeah.
And there's a video of his wife flipping out. I mean, he's upset, but she seemed like she more angry at him for saying something than he's angry about finding out that he has an OnlyFans page.
His wife has an OnlyFans
page, and he had just found out. He never knew about it, and
she did it on.
She's treating him like he's wrong about his reaction.
But then she recorded the argument.
Yeah. She recorded the argument, flipping out.
So she didn't tell him she was doing it behind his back.
Mm-mm. And then she said, my body, my choice.
Is that what she said?
Yes.
That's what she said. Mm. That's what she said,
yeah. And she was like, these bills gotta get paid.
Paying the bills, all the millions.
What I was thinking. Like, oh, he got the bread. She's like, yeah. Yo, we tried.
Apparently
she
not.
Said, we tried. This or try the job, and
I'm trying to see.
And she's making bank on OnlyFans.
Yo, son, I went to 3 different sites. All of them say he's a first overall draft pick, but nobody says who he played for.
I saw Cavaliers.
So he did play for the. He got drafted by the Warriors.
Okay.
He did play for the Wolves. So he did. The Bucks.
Oh, this dude like played for everything. He played for Lakers.
Yes. Hawks, Cavs, Thunder, Bulls, the Nets. Yeah, the Lakers. Nuggets. So
his
Pistons.
Bread ain't up like that.
I mean, this dude was all rookie first team. Yeah, he ain't. Never mind. Yeah.
He ain't won.
He didn't blow up like, you know, to be the top pick like that.
That's why his girl gotta do OnlyFans.
First round overall pick. I mean, I guess, man.
It was just like her attitude towards it. Like,
she was so disrespectful. She was just
like,
yo.
Oh well, like, and then recording it. Like,
right, like, and like, what you gonna do?
Oh, like that. So it was that was more of an issue than her having OnlyFans.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't think that was more of an issue. I think. I mean, that's.
I'm saying. What if she was putting feet pics up on OnlyFans? Like, is that a problem?
Oh, I don't know the content. We don't know the content.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, is the issue that it's OnlyFans, or is the issue that she had a?
I think the issue was that he found out that she had an OnlyFans.
They didn't have that conversation.
Yeah, he never knew.
Yeah.
So now, as far as the content, I don't know, but she was flipping out at him like he was wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like, wow, crazy to disrespect. Was like,
and then to say my body, my choice. Like, you gonna hide behind that,
bro? I don't know. I don't know his financial situation, but if he still get money from the NBA, I thought they get a pension. I'd have to kick her out, yo. Go ahead, yo. Do your OnlyFans from the street.
She gotta go. She gotta go, bro. I bet you he got all kinds of females in his DM right now. Like, yo, leave her. You know what I'm saying? I'll respect you. You know what I mean? I don't have an OnlyFans, all that. That's crazy.
She said, in quote, "You act like this is the only thing that I do. I have mad jobs, but they're not facilitating everything that needs to be done. So I got something extra. OnlyFans are breaking me off."
Yeah, for now. Till she finds somebody else to break off.
Mm.
And she got mad jobs.
Joe's like, I can't believe I'm sitting here finding out you got an OnlyFans all these years. Disrespect. Yeah. That you couldn't even talk to me about it.
Wow. Oh, imagine that. Imagine you finding your wife got an OnlyFans, yo.
That's crazy.
Imagine what would you do if your wife got an OnlyFans page?
I'd be like, yo, where's my debit card?
Your debit card?
Yeah, where the money's going to the account. where's my half?
Right, because he obviously he ain't seeing no deposits from OnlyFans.
That's what I'm saying. So where's my half?
You looking for your half?
Mm-hmm. Looking for my half. That's
it. So she gives you half. You good?
We good.
Okay. All right, Jay.
Yo, OnlyFans is just like Patreon, man. That's what it was intended for. Like,
I knew he was gonna take it there, yo. This guy.
We don't know what she's doing.
Bro, you think she was baking cakes on there?
I don't know. Yo, she like 50 something. She's Matthew Perry's age. I don't know what she's doing on that.
Bro, he ain't mad if she was selling.
He don't know. He just knows she just he's mad because he didn't know.
Nah, bro.
And he thought the worst ain't nobody getting
mad. Bro, you find your wife got a whole bacon page on OnlyFans. You be like, oh, dang, babe. I didn't know you was doing so good.
Right. So it says that Joe Smith also revealed that he made $61 million in NBA, wow. But he retired with a net earnings of $18 million. But Smith didn't handle his finances well. His luxurious lifestyle, poor investments, and spending created a debt that he is now trying to pay along with his wife. So a part of it is his fault.
So she had to go back to work, and that's what she felt she could do.
60, bro, you came into contact with $60 million, bro.
Like that, like sand through your hands, bro.
60 million.
That's crazy.
He ain't put none of that towards
nothing.
Retirement.
He should have put it in Dogecoin, man.
Oh my God. Goodness. Look at Jay. Should have put it in. I said
he tried to invest it, but it was bad investments.
He probably invested in Dogecoin
to DJ Envy.
right. You said, yeah, he invested in DJ Envy's business.
Bro. Yo, your man had two Range Rovers, two Benzos, a Porsche, a Corvette, a Bentley, and a bunch of whole other cars. Man, this dude dumb. That's his investments right there. Like, come on, bro.
Screw, screw. Corvette, Corvette.
What you gonna do with that, bro?
Very common in the sports world.
You know what I'm saying?
Bro, his wife probably in all of them cars for the OnlyFans, yo.
Oh, yo, and your man paid 10 G's a month in child support for 3 kids.
Oh.
So 30 a month already out the window.
Ouch.
Jeez. Oh, no wonder she talking to this dude like that, yo.
But she do that when she got with him.
Bag, bro.
She did.
Like, come on, man.
Bro, he need to sell everything and move into an apartment.
Facts, though. Move to Texas or Georgia or something. A little apartment over there, $500 a month or something, man.
Wow. I didn't know he blew it like that. Nigga, Alan F. said he should have invested with DJ Envy. DJ Envy. Wow. That's crazy, man.
That's wild.
I don't know how you blow 60 mil, but I guess that's how you do it. You
got a lot of winners, cars. Man. That's how a lot of winners do it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
You got start all these cars.
And then, you know what I mean? Your girl want a car. Your boy want a car.
Everybody
you
want.
Your
just
dad wants one. Your mom wants, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You over there buying monkeys. Like you, now you walk in the street with a pet monkey in a diaper for no reason. People just be spending their money. They be wilding.
For real.
I want
a hyena, bro.
Couldn't he couldn't his interest from his money, like him putting it in the bank,
wouldn't have it? Like, he could have put it in a Vanguard account and made 10%.
And that's what, 60 million?
Bro,
even that ain't gonna stop his spending though. Spending
it's not. That's true.
Yeah, no. I mean, what you make? What's that? Six a year though?
Facts.
60 a year?
Facts.
Bro. Yeah, I guess. If you blow 6 a year, then you got an issue, yo.
Major.
Bro, people blow 30K a year.
Mm-hmm.
40K a year.
Hello.
They do, but it ain't 6 million.
Imagine 6 million, bro.
If you got 6 million, you definitely blowing 30.
He sure did, though.
That's chump change, yo. You got 6 million.
$2.
Mm-hmm. Yo, right. But realistically, the 60 million is not going to go to his.
Yo,
that's not government, all going into your.
The government take 30 off the top.
Right.
You know what I'm
saying? Yeah. And he was playing in LA and too, so you already know.
You know what I mean?
Like,
it
said that he got 18 million.
Now, he said that's what he was left with after everything, though.
Oh, he said he retired with net earnings of 18 million.
Right. And
listen, man.
Should have did what Shaq did, yo.
You got to be a good steward with your money, man. Because a lot of people listening to us right now, they spent $10,000 on eating out just last year. That's only $27 a day, man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, like, so
it's true.
If you know, if you're not that's a good not steward good. With little, you know what I mean.
Stuart Little. Wow. Look at this guy. Stuart Little, Stuart Little. Wow, look at this guy. Somebody signed him.
Long journey. All right.
Wow, yo.
You got a song YP coming out soon?
Yeah, he must, yo.
Hey, he said he asked you to hop on a song. You don't want to hop on, so he, you know, next best thing. You know what I mean?
The whole DNC, you know what I mean? I hear you.
Wow,
I ain't mad at you, bro. Get that bag, bro.
The sky is falling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But no, you're right. I mean,
10K, bro. That's $27. That's eating out. That's Chick-fil-A, bro. Every day you go to work Monday through Friday, you eat out, you're spending $30. Easy. Easy, because you grab yourself a coffee in the morning with a bagel. You know what I'm saying?
$10.
Easy. Yeah, at least. At least.
I remember that used to be $2, yo. Good Lord.
Yo, son, I was watching a clip from Baby Boy. My man paid he got like four tacos, two burritos, and two milkshakes for $11.
Bruh, no more.
Hey, what country is this? You know what I'm saying?
That was deep in LA, yo.
That's crazy, bro. Now that joint is like $50, bro.
What, you 30. Said four tacos? Two what?
Oh, that's... Two burritos and two strawberry shakes, man.
I mean, bro. Just one burrito is like $12, $13 out here.
At least.
Oh, yeah. He got all that for 11.
11, bro.
A shake?
And his girl was like, give me my change.
11, bro. I remember, remember one time we used to go to this Mexican spot for lunch? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bro, you can get like 3-4 tacos, the chips salsa, right? Steak tacos, right? A drink, and then you get a little dessert, bro, for like $5.
That's crazy.
Man, quite crazy. We're like, yo. It was crazy to the point where we had to stop and be like, yo, where they getting this meat from, yo? Ain't nobody selling smaller steak tacos for $5, bro. Like,
That's why there's no stray dogs in Central Park, man.
Bro, they end up shutting that place down, man. They said, like, we end up finding out later. Like, thank God I'm still alive because I don't know where that meat came from, yo. Because... You can't sell 3 steak tacos, yo, with a drink and dessert for $5 nowhere. Like, what?
Wait, when was this? How long ago was this?
Oh, man, this is like 2006, 5.
Oh, yeah, nah, you could do it back then, bro. I remember back then, there was like, there used to be Taco Tuesdays was like 50 cent tacos, bro.
Oh, okay, bro. But anyway, they did get shut down. They had really low... Yeah.
That's a different story.
Yeah, I think they had like a score like 40 or 50 or something like that.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Damn. Yeah, it was bad. It was real bad. They had to shut it down.
So LNF says $30 for breakfast and lunch every day. Y'all rich, huh?
No, I ain't doing that every day, LNF.
Nah, man, I was
$5 subs with Jared, this dude.
I work from home, bro. I'm gonna go ahead and make
Young Jeezy.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I don't know. You was chilling like with Young Jeezy.
$2
in a trap, a soda, and a cookie,
bag of chips, and a cookie.
$5, yo. Dude, going there asking for footlongs.
Pause.
$5 footlong.
Pause. That sounds like vacation.
Yo, Subway's still popping? No, right?
Nah, ain't no $5 no more, yo.
Hold it. They got ever since they got the yoga mat and the bread. What do you mean?
That joint $15
now. Nah.
In the city.
What?
Everything is OD $15? In the city. Bro, oh, I wouldn't even eat in this city, yo. I'm going to hit the halal truck. They probably went up too.
Halal's $10 now.
Right? Bro, $10? Way more than $20 for me.
How much is it, Jay?
I mean, I'm gonna be honest. I have not bought halal in the city.
Right. You don't eat food sacrificed to other idols.
I used to pay $6.
No, wasn't it like $5 and then with the white sauce and the pita bread?
For the whole plate, right?
Yeah, $5.
Yeah, bro. I mean, I would say maybe $7 now, maybe.
Okay, that's not
bad. I remember it was $6 with the drink. So now I gotta be like 8 or 9.
When I used to work at Trump Towers, I used to go right out there.
Oh what?
Okay, you work with Trump MAGA, big MAGA. Okay.
I used to work right in Trump Tower. I seen your man on the escalator.
Who you seen? Yeah. Trump?
In Columbus or downtown?
Trump. Huh?
On Columbus. The one or on them.
The one that's connected to the Nike store. What's that? Columbus?
Yeah, Columbus.
Yeah.
Yo, they $20 over here, son.
What, holla?
Nah.
For the little plate? Nah.
Crazy, I'm looking at my Grubhub right now.
You on Grubhub. We talking about if you go to the street.
Nah, listen, son. I don't got no delivery fee. I don't got no delivery fee, though.
If you go to the street corner.
We talking about the street vendor, not a restaurant.
Not a restaurant. You have street vendors out there?
Okay. Yeah, we got street vendors.
And when you go to the food truck.
Hey, they still expensive, dog.
Nah, bro.
Yo,
what's that? What's that, Jay? What's that?
Throw Cali away, bro. See if you can see it. Expensive. Everything's just expensive.
What's that? $16 for what?
Subway.
Oh, nah, bro.
$16.50.
$16. Yo, back in the day, that was three subs, yo.
Yo, back in the day, that's like you and your shorty. You get a foot long, a 6-inch sub, and you get a nickel for the Dutch. You know what I'm saying? And you got, you know what I mean?
Type of party this guy's having.
He says 16, bro. You get two Dutches, 50 cents. You know what I'm saying?
And a dime back.
No nickel. You get a nickel. You roll one up, and you save the other one for the next day. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So funny.
Times have changed, bro.
Jimmy needs to be saved.
Times have changed, bro. It's hard out here.
Yo, Jay, why didn't you just go to the supermarket, buy bread,
the bread,
get cold
the
cuts? Cold you would have right. $16 worth for the whole week.
Wait, right. Cold cuts? That's not halal, though.
You're not lying.
That's not halal, right. Though.
No, he's talking about Subway.
Subway's not halal.
$16 on Subway.
Yeah,
you could have gotten Italian bread from the...
Even if you go like to the supermarket, they got sandwiches already made. You know what I'm saying? That would have been cheaper, way cheaper. This dude, $16. Oh,
bro,
you wanted that cookie?
Do you get chips with that?
I need the tax write off. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, you do get that's with chips in the drink or no?
No drink, just chips.
No drink,
no cup of water.
$16.
Yo, did they charge you for a cup of water?
Nah,
and you can't use the bathroom.
What kind of sandwich was that?
Did you get two sandwiches?
Chicken teriyaki.
Nah, bro. That's wild.
Yo, it was wild as I never been to Subway for a chicken teriyaki sandwich. Like, I don't even think about chicken teriyaki. That's crazy to me. That's wild.
That bread is good, though, bro.
The yoga mat?
It ain't that. Why you keep calling it a yoga mat?
You didn't hear? They had yoga mat in their bread, dog.
What?
You didn't know that? Oh, let me pull it up for you because I know how y'all be talking, man. Y'all be talking greasy about me. Like, I don't got receipts, so let me pull it up for y'all, man.
Oh, God, bro.
Are you serious? You really didn't know that?
No, we believe you, bro. We believe you.
I don't even eat Subway like that. I don't know.
I eat Jersey Mike's.
Yeah, there's two opening up near me. I want to try it.
That's
good. Yo, have you had their Philly switch?
Mm-hmm. That's all I have.
Bro, my son was working there, so he would make them joints and bring them home.
Bro, how much is a Jersey Mike sub?
They're expensive too.
They're up there too.
$12 maybe. Wow.
12, yeah,
they're not, yeah, about 12.
And well, they give you a soda and a chips with that at least.
Yeah, with that 12. 16 for Subway, bro.
I think most expensive fast food would be Five Guys and Shake Shack.
Five Guys is mad
expensive, bro.
And then they give you that greasy bag like in Menace to Society, yo.
Them fries are fine. Like, but they give you extra fries, though. They give you extra fries, bro.
Here goes this brown bag. Like, yeah. What the heck?
Subway wasn't the only chain to use the yoga mat chemical. Oh my God.
Mira.
Also, oh, chemical.
So they got fake tuna and yoga mat.
Who's the other ones, though?
McDonald's. Chick-fil-A.
All that stuff you love, man.
Chick-fil-A. Oh, man. Yeah. Chick-fil-A.
That's not, yo, Christian, bro.
Oh, man.
That's not Christian, bro. Come on.
So I'm assuming mat chemicals is bad for us?
Nah, you just eat your yoga mat, yo, when you're hungry. Roll that joint up and make a Subway sandwich with it.
What is mat chemical? What is that, though?
Probably the same chemicals they use, yo.
I'll tell you what the ingredient is.
Lost it, sir. Yo, LNF said that yoga mat is delicious.
Fire.
Bro.
Listen, forget about the yoga mats. How about switch? You gave everybody that living bread.
Y'all got a boss today. You want that manna?
Let's go. All
right, I like that, man. Today's manna of the day is Ephesians 3:16-17. It says that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love.
Shut up.
Let's go.
Yes, sir. Well, with that being said, we got the scripture of the day. Mm-hmm. Anything else, fellas?
Man, we about to go on we about to go on Christmas vacation, bro.
I don't want to hear none of y'all complaining, man, because we're gonna be on, you know what I mean?
Holiday.
Sabbatical. We're going on sabbatical. You know what I mean?
Yo, tomorrow's Halloween. Turn up.
Yo. Reformation Day, let's go. Reformation Day, you know what I mean? Shout out to Martin Luther. Shout out to John Calvin, you know what I'm saying?
Let's go.
That's all I got. Anyway, thank you everybody for watching, listening. Make sure you hit the subscribe button if you haven't already. And we'll see you in the next episode. Peace.
Peace.
Stay away from Dwight Howard.